This piece is called Unexpected Heroes. There are many definitions for the word hero, but only one of them caught my eye. It said a hero was someone who used the qualities they possessed to accomplish something that was greater than themselves. I found this a little quaint because I had always thought of a hero as a great, strong, powerful man who can destroy his enemy with as much energy as it takes us to take our remote and watch movies for 5 hours. But from this definition, I got a different vibe from the word hero. And so I began to look for that definition of hero in books, magazines, and media. I finally found him in the form of a 4-foot-tall hobbit named Frodo in the books Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Frodo is your definition of an average hobbit from the Shire. He is short, plump, good-hearted, and a likable person. Everything about him is completely normal until his favorite quaint uncle Bilbo disappears using his invisible ring that he leaves to Frodo. That opens doors for us to see parts of Frodo's personality and character. On his way to destroy the ring with his companions, including the wizard Gandalf, we see just what this tough hobbit's made of, including... Here is a passage that shows that. Frodo finally spoke after nearly a quarter of an hour of being carried on Aragorn's shoulder, to the shock of Aragorn and the rest of the company. "We all thought you were dead," said Pippin aloud, "and that spear that hit you in the stomach would have skewered a wild boar." Frodo survived this possibly deadly attack from a foe, thanks to some concealed armor under his cloak. No one would have expected Frodo to survive with or without any armor, which goes to show there is much more to him than meets the eye. In this story, Frodo is on a very important, complicated mission to save Middle-earth and the Shire from the destruction of Mordor by destroying the Ring of Power given to him by his uncle Bilbo, who had no idea what the ring's powers were. Frodo leaves his home to head to the town of Bree, where he meets the wizard Gandalf. He reaches Bree to find no Gandalf but a ranger named Aragorn, who accompanies Frodo and his friends to get the rest of the way to Rivendell, the home of the elves, which is no easy task. To add to the journey's hardship, Frodo has the burden of carrying the ring, which weighs on him, as it shows in this passage. Frodo became drowsy all the time. The ring seemed to be taking a grip on him. He could feel where the ring laid against his chest. A small bruise was forming and growing bigger every day where it was. Frodo had a unique job of trying to get across miles of wilderness without getting caught by servants of Mordor, as well carrying the most powerfully destructive talisman known to the world. Most people would not even dream of taking on a job like this, and even though this story is completely fictional, it sheds light on many other heroes considered to be too small to be important in the world. This book can be an inspiration to any person who needs proof that heroes can come in any package, no matter how small they might be.